Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Let's offer up another word of prayer.
跟我们一起有些祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this privilege this morning to come and worship you.
主耶稣，我们谢谢让我们有今天有这样的恩典，能够早上来敬拜你。
It is by your mercy and grace.
这是你自己的怜悯与恩典。
Lord, as we open up your word, we pray for your Holy Spirit to come among us.
主啊，当我们打开你的话语的时候，主啊，求你圣灵在我们当中运行。
And open your word to us.
把这话打开，向我们启示。
Open your living word to us.
把你活的圣灵在我们当中启示，活的灵在我们当中。
From the youngest here to the oldest here.
从小到大，你对我们心里说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Amen.弟兄姐妹，弟兄姐妹平安。
Morning, brothers. It's peace with you.
I'm still very nervous.
我还是有些紧张。
As we were breaking bread, I was very nervous, and I said, "Lord, I hope I can deliver your word faithfully."
当我在擘饼聚会里面。我向神说，希望我能够很忠实的把神的托付给我的话语，在弟兄姊妹当中交通出来。
And the Lord said, "It's okay."
神告诉我说，没有问题。
Don't worry.
不要担心。
This is not a performance.
这不是表演。
If the Holy Spirit doesn't speak, no matter what you say, it's not really going to matter.
如果圣灵不向我们说话，不管你这个人要说什么。那是没有什么意义。
So may the Spirit really speak to us this morning.
愿圣灵在我们当中向我们每一个人说话。
Please open with me John, chapter 4, verses 19 to 26.
好不好？我们打开圣经，约翰福音第四章十九到二十六节。约翰福音第四章十九到二十六节。
We will read a verse in English and then Chinese and then keep going until we read those verses.
如果你念英文，我们先念英文，然后念中文的弟兄姊妹接着念，然后我们一节一节这样子念下去。
The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet."
妇人说，先知，我看出你是先知。大家一起念。
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem.Is a place where men ought to worship.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方。
Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father."
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
You worship that which you do not know. We worship that which we know. For salvation is from the Jews.
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When that one comes,He will declare all things to us."
妇人说，我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事告诉我们。
Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he."
耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
We know from the beginning of this chapter that Jesus and his disciples were walkingThrough Samaria.
我们知道这段经节的前面的背景是耶稣和他的门徒经过撒玛利亚这块地。
The disciples go away to get some food and some supplies.
他的门徒到别的地方去买食物。
And Jesus is sitting by this well.
那耶稣就坐在井边。
Waiting for this one woman.
就等一个妇人。
And this woman who is, as we find out from the conversation, who's a sinner, who's had many husbands.
当我们在前面读到这段经文里面，我们知道这个妇人是一个罪人，她有许许多多的丈夫。
Comes in contact with the living God.
在这个地方，她碰到了一个活的神。
She has a meeting with the living God.
她在这地方遇见了活的神。
The Lord Jesus shares a lot of things with her, a few things with her.
在这个地方，耶稣跟她分享一些事情。
And the things that he says to her really impresses her.
耶稣所跟她讲的这些话，让她非常震惊。
She is so impressed with him that she says, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
她震惊到一个地步，她说，先生，我知道你是先知。
So their conversation continues.
当他们的谈话继续的时候，
Just a little bit of background. I don't know if you're familiar with the Samaritans.
不晓得你们对撒玛利亚人有些什么样的认识，我给你们一点点的他的他们怎么来的。
If we go back to the Old Testament,
在旧约的里面，
from Kings and Chronicles, we find that the, first of all, Solomon has many wives.
第一，所罗门有许许多多的嫔妃。
And he, the Lord really actually warns him to not to marry foreign women, not to worship any foreign gods.
在旧约里面，神明明白白的警告所罗门王说：“你不要娶外邦女子。”
But the Bible says he marries and loves many foreign women.
但是圣经里面记载，所罗门王爱慕外邦女子，而且娶了许多外邦女子。
And he does something that's really unthinkable.
他做了很多让人无法想象的事情。
He goes with his foreign wives before a false god to bow and to burn incense.
他随从外邦女子拜他们的神，敬拜他们的神。
And because of this, God becomes angry and says to Solomon, "I'm going to tear away your kingdom."
就因着这样，所以神向所罗门王启示说，我要把你的国度拆毁。
God tears away all the northern kingdom from Solomon's son.
神把所罗门王这个所建立的以色列国分成两部分，把他北国全部挪去。
And the first king of the northern kingdom, the kingdom of Israel,
在北国的第一个王，
what he does is he says to himself, you know, if my people go to Jerusalem to worship the true God, their hearts will be turned away from me.
那北国的王心里这样想，如果我的百姓继续回到耶路撒冷敬拜我们的神，那这些百姓的心就不归向我。
So what I will do is I will build, I will make, carve some images and have them worship here in my kingdom so that their heart will not be led away.
所以北国的王心里就想，在我在北边建立一个敬拜的地方，雕刻神的像，那么百姓就可以在这个地方敬拜，我的心就归在这个地方。
So he forms an image of a calf and says, "This is your God."
所以他就造了一个牛的像，说这个就是你们的神，你们在这边敬拜就行了。
You don't have to go to Jerusalem. You can come here and worship your God.
你们不需要每年下到耶路撒冷去敬拜，你们在这地方敬拜就行了。
So we know that the after many many kings, the kingdom of northern kingdom really goes astray.
所以当我们看到在圣经里面记载，经过了好几代之后，北国已经完全偏离了敬拜。
The northern kingdom is conquered by Assyria.
北国被亚述国所侵占。
And people are taken out.
叙利亚。
And people are removed. The Israelites are removed from that area.
但许多地方百姓就被迁移，因为叙利亚的关系。
There's still some there, but many are removed.
有一些人还留在当地，但许许多多人被叙利亚王所迁移出去了。
And the conquering king takes other people from other areas and brings them into that area.
当侵占他们的那个王却从别的地方把各地的百姓迁移到他们原来所住的地方，在这个地方居住。
So the Samaritans are a mixture of Israelites and pagan people.
所以在撒玛利亚这个地方，除了以色列犹太人以外呢，还有其其他都是有外邦人居住在当中。
So when the Samaritan woman says to Jesus, our fathers worshipped in this mountain.
所以当这个撒玛利亚妇人说，我的父亲，我的祖宗在这山上敬拜。
She's talking about her ancestors worshipping in this mountain.
她所谈的是她的祖先都在这个山上敬拜。
Now they worship God.
他们敬拜神。
But they don't know this true God.
但他不知道哪一个是真的神。
This God that they worship is a mixture of foreign gods and the true God.
他们所敬拜的神是有一部分是外邦人的神，有一部分是原来以色列人所敬拜的神。
So Jesus says to her, Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father. You worship that which you do not know. We worship which we know.
所以耶稣告诉他说，妇人啊，你当相信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道。
You know, we worship a living God.
你知道吗？我们所敬拜的是一个活的神。
We worship the true God.
我们敬拜的是一个真的神。
The God who created the heavens and the earth.
这个神创造了天和地。
The God who gives us life.
这神给我们生命气息。
The God who gives us real salvation and eternal life.
这神给我们真正的救恩，也给我们永远的生命。
I think many of us get spoiled.
那当我们当中很多人被宠坏了。
Because we have so many opportunities to come together and worship God.
当我们有许许多的机会在一起聚集，一起来敬拜神。
Whether we realize it or not, it is a privilege.
但是不管你明白或者不明白，这实在是一个恩典。
It is a real privilege to worship the living God.
这是一个特权，能够敬拜我们真神。
You know, there are millions and millions and millions of people in this world.
在你知道吗？在这世界上有许许多多的人。
Many of them, most of them worship false gods.
有许许多多的人，他们所敬拜的是一个假神。
They either worship false gods or they worship themselves.
他们either是他们或者是敬拜假神，或者是他们却高举他们自己。
It is a real blessing to worship the living God.
这实在是一个很极大的恩典，我们能够敬拜真神。
It is a real blessing to know the living God.
这是一次极大的祝福，我们能够认识这位真神。
You know, the many people who worship false gods,
有许许多人敬拜假神。
Many people will say, if you search hard enough, you will find God.
但他们讲的是说，如果你努力的寻求，真实的寻求，你们会有一天会找到的。
People say this as if it's possible.
当人是这样跟你提的时候，他提到的是一个可能性而已。
It is possible for man to find false gods.
但是很可能人会找到的却是一个假的神。
But it is not possible for man, for you and me, to find the living God on our own efforts.
但是这是绝对不可能的一件事情，就是你我靠着自己的努力去寻找到一个所谓的真的神。
Just as God revealed himself to Abraham when Abraham didn't know him,
当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，亚伯拉罕不认识这位神。
He reveals himself to us, so we know him.
神向我们显现，我们才认识他。
Now we know him in first person.
我们认识他是有第一手的认识。
We know him personally.
我们认识他是我们个人的经历。
God is not somebody that somebody mentions, talks about in third person.
神向我们显现的时候，不会像我们告诉我们说，这好像我们谈论的另外一个人那件事情。
When we are first introduced with the Lord, it's that way. It's spoken in third person.
当我们常常先接触到神的时候，我们以为是第三个人，是介绍第三个人给我们认识。
But when we meet the Lord, and we begin a personal relationship with him,
但是当我们遇见神的时候，我们是个人与个人他发生亲密的关系。
It is not just that one-time chance meeting.
那不是一个只有一次相遇的机会而已。
It is not something that we get together with the Lord once in a while and just have a casual conversation with Him.
不是我们在遇见神的时候，我们只是有一个普普通通的谈话，就是一次。
We know God the Father through the Lord Jesus.
我们知道神借着耶稣基督
，as Abba Father，
是我们的父
，our intimate Father。
是我们的主，是我们的父神。
We are so intimate with the Lord that He is in us and we are in Him.
是亲密到一个地步，是他住在我们里面，我们住在他的里面，这样的亲密。
So it is a real privilege, it is a real honor to know and to worship the living God.
所以这是何等的特权，何等的尊严，尊贵，我们能够与神面对面，我们能够亲自的认识他。
But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth.
时候将到，如今就是了，因为那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
I wonder what our own definition, our personal definition of worship is.
我不晓得你们的对于敬拜这件事情是你们怎么样来给他下个定义的。
Just in your head, if somebody asks you this question, what is worship? What is the definition of worship to you? What would you say?
你可以想一想，当有人问你说敬拜是什么意思的时候，你能不能够给一个定义，给一个回答？
From what I want to share, there's two kinds of worship.
我等一下要跟你们交通是两种不同的敬拜的方式。
One way that we worship God is in a corporate setting.
一种方式是我们弟兄姊妹群体的敬拜。
What we are doing this morning is a corporate worship.
就像今天早上我们聚集在一起，是我们弟兄姊妹聚在一起群体的一个敬拜。
We come together with other brothers and sisters together as one body. We worship God.
弟兄姊妹从各地来到这个地方聚集在一起，就像一个身体一样的一起的敬拜。
We sing praises unto the Lord.
我们一起唱赞美的诗歌，赞美神。
We offer our prayers unto the Lord as a body.
我们在一起用祷告来敬拜神，就像一个身体一样的敬拜。
We do this as a body in a corporate setting.
我们像一个身体一样，这是群体的一个敬拜的方式。
Now there's another aspect of worship which is more private.
那另外一种敬拜的方式是更私人的一个私底下的一个敬拜。
Which is more personal.
是更个人的。
One time I was at a meeting and the speaker raised this question.
有一次我在一个聚会的在一个机会里面有那个讲员问一个问题。
He asked the brothers and sisters, what is your definition of worship?
那个讲员就问弟兄姊妹们说你的定义对于敬拜你是给敬拜下了什么样的定义呢？
Some said it was singing of hymns.
有的人说唱一些诗歌，赞美诗歌。
Some said it was offering up prayers.
有的人说我们把我们祷告献给神。
And there was a sister sitting way in the back. She said, "It is a lifestyle."
但有一个姊妹坐在很后面的说，她说这是一个生活的方式。
A lifestyle.
这是我们生活的一个方式。
What does it look like?
那会像什么样子呢？
What does a lifestyle that reflects the worship of God look like?
什么是一个生活的里面能够反映敬拜？
When somebody, whether they're believers or not, look at us, can they tell that we worship God?
不管认不认识神的人，从我们身上是不是看得出来我们在敬拜神？
Does the Lord have headship, the lordship of our personal lives.
神是不是在我们生命中掌有那真实的主权呢？
Our thoughts,
我们的
our words and our actions.
我们的思想，我们的言语，我们的行为。
When we do things on a daily basis, does it look like that our knees are bent before the Lord?
在我们的日常生活里面，是不是我们 有这么样一个真实的地方，就是我们常常在每一件事情上面，我们在神面前屈膝。
When we burn a candle that's got incense, that's got some fragrance in it, you can smell it across the room.
当你点一个馨香的蜡烛在你家里的时候，你会发觉，哎，这个味道弥漫了整个房子，整个屋子。
Does the fragrance of our Lord Jesus permeate in our life?
基督馨香的之气是不是能够从我们这个人身上能够发出来，就像那个蜡烛的香气一样。
Do we sound like our Lord?
我们的言语，我们是不是也是这样子呢？
Do we think like our Lord?
在我们的思想里面，是不是也想到神的话？
Do we act like our Lord?
我们思想里面是不是思想的像神一样？我们的行为是不是能够行为举止像我们的神一样的表现？
I don't know if this following is how true to fact it is.
我不知道这个后面反映的多真实。
But I heard that in China, a Christian is not allowed to go to a public place and start to preach the gospel.
但是我听说在国内中国大陆基督徒好像不太允许在公共场合能够公开的能够传福音。
A Christian is not allowed to stop a stranger in the street and ask if they know Jesus.
人在街上好像不太被允许说能够与陌生人交谈传福音。
But we know there are many missionaries in China.
但是我们认识有许许多多的传道人传教士在中国。
Many of them stay not preaching the gospel at all.
很多
public setting.
在我们公开的场合，我们看见许多传道人在那里并没有公开的传福音，用话语来传福音。
Again, this is something I heard. I don't know if I'm relaying it in very accurately.
当然这是我所听见的，我不知道是有多真实。
But as a brother and sister lives in China, when a person comes up to them and says something.
当我们的弟兄姊妹在中国大陆住在那里的时候，有一些人来到他们面前问他们一些事情。
If a person comes up to you and says, you know, I've been observing you.
有的如果说就你的 case 来说，就你的情形来说，有人到你面前来说，我常常观察你。
I've been watching you and you're different.
我注意到你跟别人有些不一样的地方。
You're not like everybody else.
你跟其他人不一样。
There's something about you that's different, but I cannot put a finger on it.
在你身上我看感觉有一些东西不一样，但是我不知道那是什么。
You seem to have this joy in your heart.
感觉上帝好像很喜乐。
You don't worry about the things that most people do.
你不会像我们其他人一样为的很多事情烦恼。
And if that person asks you,
如果
那 what makes you different?
如果人到你面前来问你说，为什么你跟别人不一样？
Why are you so different?
你为什么如此的不一样？
So again, from what I've heard, if a person comes up to you and asks a brother and sister who's in China this question, then that person is free to share the reason why that he or she is different.
所以就我的认识，在中国大陆所居住的这些弟兄姊妹们，当有人其他人来到他们面前问他们这些问题的时候，他们就很自然的把福音传出来，讲出来。
At that point, that person is free to share. I don't know how free, but that person can share why he or she is different because of the change that the Lord Jesus has made in his or her life.
当在这个时候发生的时候，当这个事情发生的时候，人来问他们，他们就很自然的很能够自然的把他们神在他们身上的改变，把他们从以前的光景改变成现在这样不同的光景的事情，能够讲给他们听。
So our lifestyle,
这是一个生活的方式。
Our lifestyle of worship before the Lord,
这是一个在神面前把敬拜活出来的一个方式。
Our everyday life,
这是我们每一天的生活。
When we are at work.
在我们工作的场合
when we are at school,
在我们学校的里面
when we are with our non-believing friends,
当我们与非基督徒交往的里面
Do our thoughts, our words, and our actions reflect the worship of our Lord Jesus?
我们的思想, 我们的言语, 我们的行为, 是不是反映出来我们这个人是在每时每刻的敬拜神呢?
How about at home?
你们在家里如何呢?
At home, it's a little bit different.
家里面好像有点不太一样, 是不是?
I think for me, personally, at home, how I behave or how I... It's a little bit different. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
我不晓得你晓不晓得我要告诉你就是当我在家里面的时候 好像我的行为的一些表现跟我在工作跟我在非基督徒当中的交往具有一些有一点点不一样 你们知道我在讲什么吗?
Okay, the way you laugh tells me you can kind of understand what I'm talking about.
你们在笑我想你们大概知道我在讲什么
You know, when we are outside in public,
当我们在外面, 在公众的地方,
even in a corporate setting like this,
即便是在我们大家一起的聚会的里面,
even when we are with our brothers and sisters in Christ,
我们跟弟兄姊妹在一起,
we can put up an act.
我们还会放下一个东西在我们前面,
we could put on a show.
我们放下一个好像保护的东西在我们前面,
we can say the right things.
我们讲一些很正确的话,
we can do the right things.
我们做一些好像看起来很正确的事,
we can behave in a very acceptable manner.
我们可以在弟兄姊妹面前表现得能够被人家所接受, 这是基督徒该做的, 像这样子。
Am I like that at home?
但是我在家里是不是也是这样呢?
Polite?
我们在家里是不是也是这样的, 有礼貌,
considerate?
我们在家里是不是也是像这样的, 我们能够为别人想呢?
You know, at home, my true self comes out.
在家里面的时候, 我们把我们自己很真实的那一面就表现出来了。
I think it's a combination of we let our guards down.
这好像在一种很复杂的情形, 我们把我们的那个保护呢放下来。
We're more free.
当我们很自由的能够表现自己的时候,
But at home, we're a little bit different.
在家里面我们跟在别的地方有一些不一样。
So the question is, even at home, do my thoughts, my words, and my actions reflect the worship of our Lord Jesus?
我们在家里面, 我们的思想, 我们的言语, 我们的行为, 是不是还是一样能够 表现我们是在敬拜神?
Can my wife and my children tell that I'm worshiping God?
我的太太, 我的孩子们是不是能够看见, 能够知道, 我在每时每刻都在敬拜我们的主。
They say that in a family setting, especially with children, our faith is caught, it's not taught.
有的人说在我们家庭的祭坛的里面, 我们与孩子们的交通, 或者我们的表现不是教导孩子, 而是呢, 他能够在里面能够看见, 看见你所做的, 而不是你教出来的。
They say that faith, my faith, goes to my children by osmosis.
他们讲到说, 我的信, 你的, 你所相信的东西呢, 能够叫传去, 让你的孩子能够感觉得到, 不是说你教导他们知道。
Because if I preach the gospel to my children,
就像我能够对我的孩子传福音,
If I preach the gospel to my colleagues at work,
或者是在我的工作的场合对我的同事传福音,
friends, other family members,
朋友或者我家里面的其他的亲戚朋友,
If I preach the gospel and they don't see Jesus in me,
当我向他们传福音的时候, 但他们从我的身上看不见基督,
there is no attraction.
那一点吸引力都没有。
For me, the corporate worship that we have on Sundays,
对我而言, 礼拜天弟兄姊妹在一起, 我跟弟兄姊妹在一起的敬拜,
is a reflection.
是一个反照。
It's not that we just come on the Lord's Day,
不是我们只是礼拜天来到教会里面,
put on our worship hat,
把我们敬拜的帽子就戴上了。
Put on our worship clothes.
把我们敬拜的衣服就遮盖我们。
Put on our worship face.
把我们敬拜的面具戴上。
And come and worship.
来，一起来敬拜。
For me, it's oftentimes how have I been walking before the Lord during the week?
常常我在里面感觉是敬拜是说在我们一起的敬拜之前，我们在这个礼拜，我在这个礼拜，我的敬拜生活是什么？
Generally, if my week has been in sweet fellowship with the Lord,
一般来说，如果在这个礼拜的里面呢，我跟神有很亲密的交通。
My worship of the Lord on the Lord's Day with other brothers and sisters reflect that.
我在礼拜天与弟兄姊妹在一起呢，就能够很自然的反映出来我这个礼拜的真实的生活。
And if my week has been on my own,
如果我这个礼拜的时间都是活在自我的里面。
If it's been dry and away from the Lord,
我在神面前灵里面很干枯。
More often than not, the worship on the Lord's Day reflects that.
相信我，常常在礼拜天的敬拜里面也是像这样子，我的里面很干。
It's not like a switch, is it?
这不是一个像开关一样的。
We can't just turn it on and off.
就好像你开灯关灯这样子。
With the Lord, our relationship has to be, we need to put an effort.
与神的敬拜你必须花时间。
There's no question God does his part.
毫无疑问的神做了他所要做的那一部分。
We will never find that the Lord is away.
我们从来不会发觉神离我们很远。
We will never find that the Lord's heart is away from us.
你相信我，你从来不会发觉神的心离我们很远。
We are the prodigal sons. We are the prodigal sons.
我们是个浪子在外面。
To think that, you know, we don't need to put in any effort. God is almighty. God is all sovereign. He's going to do all the work, and I don't have to do anything is truly false.
这是一个很不真实的一个想法。如果你心里面想说，神是我全能神，神是万能的神，神是全能的主宰，那他什么都做了，我什么都不要做。
Because a relationship by nature requires two people.
你知道吗？在真实的敬拜里面，需要双方面的。
It cannot be just one way.
那不可能只有从神而来的那部分而已。
Love can be one way, but a relationship cannot be just one way.
爱可以从单方面发生，但是呢，一个好的关系必须双方面都要。
I remember when my oldest son was a toddler.
当我的大孩子还在襁褓的里面。
This is no excuse, but this was before I was saved.
当然这个不是一个好的借口，但是我那时候还没信主。
I would come home from work and I wanted to.Be at the door greeting me.
我希望从我工作里面很累的工作人回到家的时候，这个小鬼啊，这个小孩呢，能够在门口他爱我这样子抱我。
I want to see him come running to me.
我希望看到他呢，这跑过来。
And greet me enthusiastically.
很热情的给我一个拥抱。
But for me, on my part.I would greet him, I would play with him for about 5 and 10 minutes, and I want to relax.
但是对我来说呢，我只是想回到家呢，跟他玩一玩，玩五分钟玩腻了，我就想说，哎呀，我要休息了。
I used to think that I've worked hard all day, I deserve some rest.
我那时候的想法是，我工作一天这么疲累，我应该得到足够的休息。
And at night when the baby's crying,
在晚上的时候，那孩子会哭会闹。
I would wake up,
我被吵醒。
But I would not move.
但是呢，我绝对不动。
I know if I wait long enough, my wife would get up and go.
我知道，当我保持冷静不动一段时间，我太太会受不了，她会起来。
I put in no effort.
我没有把任何的精力放在上面。
One of the things that was really telling.Of our relationship, me and my relationship with my son.
有一件事情告诉我，我跟我孩子的关系。
The baby would cry.
这孩子在哭。
something is bothering him.
有些事情困扰他。
He's hurt.
他或者是他有些需要。
He's not comfortable.
他不不舒服。
And so if I go and try to comfort him,
如果我到他那个地方去，能够安慰他一下。
I couldn't comfort him.
我不能够安慰他。
He would ask for mommy.
你可以问问他妈妈就知道。
Mommy.
他就会来到他妈妈面前。
And the sad thing, well, the truth was, when my wife picks him up and holds him, he would be comforted.
这很真实的情形就是，这孩子在我这边得不到安慰，他跑到他妈妈那里去，他妈妈就把他抱起来，那孩子马上就得到安慰。
That told me a lot.
那件事情给我很深很深的启示。
How can I possibly expect my son to love me if I don't spend the time with him?
这怎么可能？我希望我的孩子很爱我，但是我却不愿意花一点点时间在他身上。
How could I possibly expect my son to have an intimate relationship with me when I don't have that intimate relationship with him?
这怎么可能？我希望说我的孩子跟我有很亲密的关系，但是我却不愿意花一点点时间跟他保持亲密的关系呢？
So if we put no effort into the relationship with the Lord, we really shouldn't expect a lot from that relationship.
如果在我们跟神的关系的里面，我们不愿意花一定的时间跟神保持一个亲密的关系，我们怎么可能期待我们的关系很亲密？
And again, that is not because he's not doing his part.
再一次，我向跟弟兄姊妹提醒了，这跟他一点关系都没有。
You remember Moses?
记得摩西这个人吗？
When we read the Bible, Moses worked really hard to serve the Lord.
我们在圣经里面，我们读到他的故事，我们知道这个人是很忠心的在神面前服侍神。
And he was truly blessed.
他也是从神的得到极大的祝福。
With a wonderful friendship with the Lord Almighty.
他跟神保持一个非常亲密、很和谐的一个友谊在那个地方。
When we look at Paul,
当我们看看保罗这个人。
I don't think we can find many brothers who worked hard as him in serving the Lord.
然后我们可能在圣经里面，我们找不到第二个人像保罗这样，这么热心的为神工作。
What was his reward?
他得到的是什么呢
？What was he looking for?
他所寻求的答案是什么呢？他寻求的是什么
？He was looking for a pat on the back from other people.
他不是在神在人面前寻求，在人面前得到称赞而已。
His reward was the Lord Jesus himself.
他希望从神那里得着称赞。
He said, you know, he made steps. He got closer and closer to the Lord, and the more he saw him, the more he wanted more.
他到一个地步，就是他一步一步跟神越接近的时候，他就越想知道更多神的东西。
So it is not only on Sundays that God looks around to looking for people who worship him.
这不是说礼拜天神在这地方看看你们，我寻找一些敬拜我的人。
For such people, the Father seeks to be His worshippers.
神所寻找的，神所要的是像这样的人来拜他。
He's always looking.
他一直在寻求，一直在寻找这样的人。
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
他从礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六，一直到礼拜天，他都在寻找这样的人。
He's looking for those who are worshiping him in spirit and in truth.
他在寻找这样的人，用心灵和诚实敬拜他的人。
The spirit that God gives us, the spirit that's inside of us, that is the one that allows us to worship him.
神把圣灵放在我们里面。那个灵就帮助我们在灵里面能够敬拜我们的父。
Many people can bow their knees.
很多人可以在神面前屈膝。
Many people can call upon the name of the Lord.
很多人可以在里面能够呼喊神的名。
But unless the Spirit of the Lord is inside,
但除非神的灵住在你的里面。
That worship, that praise, is like filthy rags.
那如果没有神的灵在那里面，那所有的敬拜与祷告都是无效的。
So we must worship our Heavenly Father in our spirit.
所以我们必须靠着心灵和诚实来敬拜我们的父。
It is not It is not enough to worship the Father in the Spirit only.
那个用心里来敬拜不够的。
We must worship the Father in truth as well.
我们必须还要用诚实来敬拜他。
Several years ago, I was at a prayer meeting when I was a pretty young believer.
当我还是在属灵里面很年幼的时候，我参加一个祷告的聚会。
And while we were fellowshipping, I felt that all of us, we really need to love the Lord more.
当我在那个聚会的里面，我心里有一个很深很深的感动，说我们必须要更多的爱主。
If we love the Lord passionately, all of the salt, all of the problems that we were fellowshipping about would be solved.
当我心里面的感觉是，当我们更热情的爱主的时候，在我们的聚会的里面，一切问题呢就会被解决了。
So I kind of voiced that opinion to the brothers and sisters.
所以我在那时候把我的想法告诉弟兄姊妹。After
the meeting, a brother pulled me aside.
当我们的聚会结束的时候，有另外一个弟兄把我请到旁边。And
he said to me, "It is true. We need to love the Lord our God with all of heart, strength, soul, and mind."
他说：“是的，弟兄，我们必须用我们的心灵、我们的全人来敬拜神，用我们的尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，像这样子的爱。”
Because we need to serve the Lord in truth as well.
我们必须像这样子有真实的敬拜。
Because I think you would all agree with me that every one of us have the capacity to be really zealous for the wrong reasons.
然后我们可以在很多时候，当我们的热情会被引导到一个错误的地方。
One of the best examples that I can think of is in the Old Testament.
我可以想到一个在旧约里面的一个例子。
Not only the wrong reason, but the wrong way.
不只是一个错误的理由，也是一个错误的方式。
Remember when God established David as the king of Israel?
你记得神高大卫为王的时候？
I don't think anybody, well, even the Bible says David is a man after my own heart.
虽然神在圣经里面曾经记载说，大卫是我心里面所爱的。
David really loved the Lord.
大卫也是一个很爱神的人。
And he wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem and build a house for him.
大卫甚至愿意把约柜从地方拿回来，在耶路撒冷建造圣殿，放置约柜。
So he gathered the people together, put the Ark on a cart.
所以他把他的百姓聚集在一起，他把那约柜放在牛车上。
They were singing praises.
他们唱歌赞美神。
There was a big celebration as they were transporting the Ark.
当他们在迁移约柜的时候，他们是一个很大的一个喜乐，在这个地方，所以他们一起来欢喜快乐。
But when the cart toppled, looked like it was going to fall, Uzzah reached out and touched the ark of the covenant to prevent it from toppling over.
当在约柜在田间行走的时候，牛失前蹄，约柜好像要翻倒。乌沙这个人看到这样情形，觉得不好，他伸手去摸扶着约柜。
God became angry and killed him right then and there.
神极大的愤怒就是显在乌撒身上，当场击杀他。
This made David very angry.
这件事情让大卫非常的懊恼。
He said he was angry. Why did God? I'm doing something good for you, something noble for you, something honorable for you, and you do this.
大卫的心里想，我做这件事情是为了尊荣你的缘故，为了敬拜你的缘故。 为什么你要这样子在我面前击杀乌沙？
According to our human understanding, it looks like David has he was doing something nice for the Lord. It seems reasonable. It sounds reasonable for him to get upset.
就人的想法来说，我们当然可以感觉到他所做的一切都是为了神。我们能够理解，我们能够理解说大卫在这事情上，他可以有一切的理由能够显出他的懊恼愤怒。
But we know that God prescribes clear instructions on how the Ark of the Covenant is to be transported.
但是我们再一次回到圣经里面，我们来看，神很清楚的指示约柜要如何来迁移、来扛抬。David
didn't do it God's way.
大卫没有按照神的意思来做。
According to the truth, he didn't do it.
按照所谓的真实的里面，他没有按照神的意思来做。
Have you ever heard people say that as long as your intentions are good, as long as your heart is right before the Lord, no matter what you do, God will accept it?
你有没有听过有些人这样告诉你说，不管你怎么做，如果你的想法、你的心思意念、你的起念是对的，神都会接受。
I've heard people say that as long as your heart is right before the Lord, the mistakes that you make, God will overlook it.
我也听过一个讲法，就是说，当你在神面前心意是对的，就即便是你做错了，神也会能够原谅你，让你。
And accept that as an offering.
而且会接受那个成为一个好像敬拜的一个实际，或者是他会接受你的奉献。
You know, just because you do something in the name of the Lord Jesus doesn't make it right.
弟兄姊妹，就算是我们按奉着神的名做一些事情，那件事情不会因为那件事情是我们奉着神做，那件事情就变成是对的。
Just because we put the name of the Lord Jesus on something doesn't make it holy.
我们不会，神不会因为我们把一些事情好像冠上了神的名，这件事情就变得很神圣了。
Remember what the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7?
你记得在马太福音第七章所讲的吗？
Verse 21.
马太福音七章二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进天国。
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons?And in your name perform many miracles?
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
I personally do not practice celebrate Christmas.
我这个人并不在我们家不庆祝那个圣诞节。
Those who practice who celebrate Christmas have their reasons.
许许多多人庆祝圣诞节有他们自己的理由。
Those who do not celebrate Christmas have their reasons.
那许许多多人不庆祝圣诞节也有他们自己的理由。
I would just like to share briefly with you why I don't celebrate Christmas myself.
让我在这个地方跟你们分享一下，为什么我们不庆祝圣诞节，我不庆祝圣诞节。
You know, to be honest, when I first heard about not celebrating Christmas, I thought as Christians it was kind of odd.
当我第一次听到有些人，有些基督徒跟我说他不庆祝圣诞节，我觉得这些人是很奇怪的基督徒啊。
Because I grew up as a Catholic.
因为我从小的背景是天主教徒。
And Christmas is a big holiday.
圣诞节是很重要的节日哦，对我们来说。
So when I first heard about not celebrating Christmas, I thought it was odd.
所以当我第一次听到说，啊，还有基督徒不庆祝圣诞节的，我觉得很奇怪。
But the thing that appealed to me about not celebrating Christmas was the fact that it makes it easy.
但是对我来说，不庆祝圣诞节呢，对我来讲，哎呀，比较容易。
Because celebrating Christmas is really I think it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
对我来说，那个庆祝圣诞节呢，哎，有很多很多事要做啊。
Some people write 100 Christmas cards.
有的人要写大概100多张的那个圣诞卡。
I don't like to write them. That's when I receive a card, I feel bad because you know I should respond back. So when I heard about not celebrating Christmas, I said, oh, you know, that's very convenient.
当我接到人家寄来圣诞卡的时候，我想说，啊，我应该回圣诞卡。但是我听到有弟兄姊妹提到说不庆祝圣诞节，我说，哦，那也不错啊。
I can tell people I don't celebrate Christmas.
我可以马上直接跟他告诉他们说，哎，我这个人不庆祝圣诞节的，你不要写卡片给我了。
That I don't have to buy gifts.
而且另外一点，我也不用买礼物啊。
I don't have to write cards.
我不用写圣诞卡。
I don't have to decorate my house.
我也不用在我家弄得花花绿绿，张灯结彩。
So at first it appealed to me because it's convenient.
所以当我听到这件事情，对我来说，对我个人来讲说，哎，这就很容易了。
At first it was just an excuse not to celebrate Christmas.
当然，刚开始的时候，对我来说，这是一个借口，我不庆祝圣诞节。
But the more I thought about it,
当我认识更多的时候，
I don't know if you're familiar with the pagan background to the celebration of Christmas.
那我不知道你们有没有那个一个背景，说他们为什么庆祝圣诞节。
I won't go into those details.
我不会讲很深。
But to me, to put the name of Jesus on a pagan celebration.
对我来说，那个朝圣者去庆祝圣诞节这件事情。
The more I thought about it, it just doesn't seem right.
对我来说是，我越想我越不觉得是对的。
The name of Christ in an event or a celebration or a service does not in and by itself sanctify that event.
神的名或者基督的名或者基督这件事情并没有在这件事情上能够好像结合得很好。
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
但是奉着按着我的名敬拜的这个人是要在神面前有份的。
So for Christmas, for me, I don't celebrate it because the name of Christ is put on something that I don't believe is from the Lord.
所以对我来说，圣诞节这件事情就是有人把神的名放在这件事情上面，但对我来说，我不觉得这件事情是对的。
Our Lord Jesus, our Heavenly Father, wants us to worship Him in our spirit.
我们的神要我们从我们的灵里面来敬拜他。
He wants to worship. He wants our worship in the truth.
他也要我们在真实的里面来敬拜他。
I mentioned to you that I grew up Catholic.
我刚刚提到我从小是在天主教里面的环境里长大。
There are brothers and sisters in who go to the Catholic Church.
有弟兄姊妹去天主教聚会。
But I myself was not a believer.
我即使去，我还是一个不相信的人。
One of the things that's practiced is if you know, in the Catholic meeting place, they have a cross usually. Of the body of Christ on the cross.
在天主教的他们的教会教堂里面，你常常会看到一个十字架，上面有基督，好像基督像挂在十字架上。
And they keep the they call it the Eucharist, the bread in a special place.
他们把饼放在一个很特别的地方。
And what we were taught to do was when you go.By the cross, when you go by the Eucharist, you should bow.
所以当我们从小被教导说，当你经过这个十字架，经过那个很摆那个饼的地方的时候，你需要鞠躬。
According to the truth, that is not acceptable to the Lord.
按照圣经的教导，不需要对着像敬拜，不需要对着某一个特别的地方敬拜。
So when we worship the Lord, whether corporately or individually in our private setting.
所以当不管是我们在与弟兄姊妹一起的敬拜，或者在我们私底下个人的灵修敬拜里面，
we must bow to the Lord in our spirit and before the Lord.
我们必须向神敬拜，是屈膝跪拜，是按照我们心灵和诚实来拜他。
Because the person that weBecause the God that we worship is a person.
因为我们的神是一个活的，是一个活的神，是一个像人一样在我们的里面。
We are not worshiping an idea.
我们不是像一个思想来敬拜。
is not the idea of Christianity.
不是一个基督教的思想，我们敬拜这个基督教的思想，宗教而已。
And it's not even the idea of God.
这是一个重要的事，是一个神，这是一个神，是活的神。
There's a person of Christ.
这是一个有位格的神。
There's a person of the living God.
这是一个真实的活在那边的有位格的。
Relationship is between two people.
关系是建立在两个方面，两个人的中间。
If our relationship is with an idea,
如果我只是跟一个想法建立一个关系
，or just the name of Christ,
或者只是一个名称，主的名称，我跟他那个名称建立关系
，then our knees bow before an idol.
但在这种情形下，我们就是向一个偶像来屈膝敬拜。
We as brothers and sisters in Christ.Our knees should only bow to the person of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我再提醒，我们的膝盖永远只向一个活的真神来屈膝敬拜。
Living God.
是活的神。
In verse 25, the woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us.
约翰福音四章二十五节讲到说，妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。”
Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am He."
耶稣说：“这和你说话的就是他。”
Apparently, the Samaritan has heard about the Messiah coming also.
在撒玛利亚那个地方，撒玛利亚人知道，他们也听说弥赛亚要来。
That one will declare all things to us.
那个弥赛亚来了呢，或者是称为基督的来呢，要把一切的事情都告诉他们。
She had heard about the Messiah.
她听过弥赛亚这个名词。
But I don't think she was waiting for the Messiah.
但是我不相信这个妇人在心里面真实的等候弥赛亚的来临。
It was just an idea.
那只是一个想法，一个人说的事情而已。
So the living God.Comes to this woman.
所以这今天有一个活的神来到这妇人的面前。
So when she talks about the Messiah,
当这妇人跟弥赛亚谈话的时候
，I who speak to you am.
所以耶稣就向那妇人显现说，显明的讲明白说，我这和你说话的那个人就是了。
In the I use a New American Standard. In that translation, they actually add he. He says.I who speak to you am he. But actually, the original does not have am he. The original just says, I who speak to you am.
我用的是美国版的那个英文版本，所以呢，在那美国版的翻译里面呢，说这和你说话的人就是他。那么在真正的原文里面没有他这个词，也就是说，这和你说话的就是。
The one who is speaking to you, the one who is meeting with you right now is the great I am.
今天在跟你说话的，今天在跟你面对面的，就是那一个，那一位。
And he has met with us.
而且他天天遇到我们。
Because we believed in him,
因为我们相信他。
He is willing to put his spirit into us.
他愿意把他的灵放在我们的里面。
And in the spirit of our Lord Jesus, we can worship him.
因为借着耶稣基督的灵，我们能够敬拜他，我们能够与他相交。
We can worship him in the spirit according to the truth that he reveals to us through the Bible.
我们可以按照圣经里面的教导，我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
There's a song that goes, "The reason I live is to worship you."
你记得有一条诗歌是吗？说的吗？我活的就是敬拜他。
Our daily life.Should reflect that worship.
我们每一天的生活就是应该要像这样的反应，说我活的就是为了敬拜你。
Because God is looking.
这是神寻找的。
Every day He's looking.
每一天他都在寻找这样的人来敬拜他。
Seven days He's looking.
一个礼拜七天，他每一天都在寻找这样的人。
Throughout the year He's looking.
在一年三百六十五天，每一天他在寻找这样的人。
Until the Lord Jesus comes back, he's going to keep looking.
直到耶稣基督再来，他一天每一天都在寻找这样的人。
Who is worshiping me?
谁在心灵和诚实里面敬拜我呢？
In spirit and in truth.
在心灵和诚实里面来敬拜。
So when he finds each of us walking our daily lives,
所以当他在我们当中 寻找到我们当中弟兄姊妹每一天很真实的来与他同行，
will he find us worshiping him?
他是不是可以在我们当中寻找到一些像这样的弟兄姊妹能够敬拜他？
One day, today we worship in spirit and in truth.
今天我们在心灵和诚实里面来一起敬拜。
We use our body to worship him because we need to speak.
我们用到我们的身体来敬拜，因为我们要我们在用嘴唇来敬拜他。
We bring our bodies here.
我把我们的身体带到教会里面来一起来敬拜他。
We don't find that the Bible telling us worship me in your flesh.
你知道吗？在圣经里面永远不会找到一个地方记载是用你的肉体来敬拜我。
But one day.We are going to see him face to face.
有一天我们与他面对面。
We are going to have a new body. And in this new body, we're going to worship him.
有一天我们会换上一个新的身体，我们用这个新的身体来敬拜他。
But even then, we have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
即便是我们换上新的身体，我们仍然要用我们的心灵和诚实来拜他。
So Father is looking.
所以弟兄姊妹，神每天都在寻找这样的人。
He's looking for true worshippers.
他寻找这样真实的敬拜他的人。
May the Lord find you and me worshiping Him in a lifestyle.
愿意神在我们当中能够寻找到我们用我们的生活的方式，像这样的生活的方式来敬拜他。
May the Lord find us worshiping Him all the days of our lives.
愿意神在我们当中看到我们弟兄姊妹每一天这样的敬拜他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you and we praise you.
主，我们谢谢你，我们把荣耀感谢赞美归给你。
Because you have given us your Son.
因为你把你独生爱子给了我们。
And in Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you.
我们奉主的名，我们赞美你，感谢你。
We worship you in Jesus' name.
我们在主的里面，我们来敬拜你。
May you take the words that you spoke to us.
主啊，求你用着刚刚所交通出来的话语。
Your precious words from the Bible.
是圣经里面宝贵的话语。
And change us.
改变我们这个人。
Transform us.
把我们这个人改变过来。
Into the image of your Son.
改变我们有你儿子的形象。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.